Good morning. Welcome to Gardening with Lucy. It's a hot summer day. Not my best time of the year. But there's one really great thing about this hot weather, and that is soil solarization. So let me tell you a little story first. The other day a woman called me and she said, I started a vegetable garden 3 years ago. The first year it was fantastic. Tomatoes, peppers, zucchini, carrots, it was great. Second year it was okay. This year, nothing. Things wouldn't grow. The carrots got woody and stunted. She sent me some photos. And I thought to myself, this woman needs a little help with her soil. Sounds to me like she has some pests in her soil that are causing over time her garden to not be as productive and to in fact have very little on the third year. Because the problem is, many pests that are in the soil overwinter in the garden. The first year you plant some tomatoes, for instance, they're so happy, but there's not that many of them. Second year you go and you put a tomato there again, and those little organisms, there's more of them this time, so they get your tomato. It still can grow pretty well, but not as well. By the third year, those organisms are actually waiting in the spring for you to put your tomato in there and feed them. You don't want to do that. So here is a method that can help you during these hot summer months to deal with part of that. The great thing is it's a chemical-free way to rid your soil of some pests. So what are you going to need for soil solarization? You're going to need some plastic. Don't bother in doing anything real expensive or complicated. You can just go over and buy some painter's plastic. You can get anything from 1 milliliter thick to 4. You want it to be clear. You don't want black. Now, it's a little counterintuitive. I myself would have thought that black would do a better job. But in this case, you want the rays of the sun to actually go down into the soil as deep as possible, and the black will cut that from happening. It'll absorb heat, but it won't let the rays go down. So it turns out that white or clear plastic is the best. I like 2 milliliters. 1 milliliter tends to rip a little more readily, and I've noticed like if the wind comes up or my puppy gets interested in the soil in that spot, that he'll tear it up with his paws. So I've decided that 2 is the best for me. If you use the 4 milliliter, it won't go quite as far into the soil, but it's a little stronger. So depending on your needs, you figure out what is best for you. It's relatively inexpensive, can easily be bought, and I recommend using that. Another thing you might need over the course of time is some tape. You will find the need to repair little tears that come in spite of your best efforts. You're going to need some scissors because you're going to want to cut it, maybe, you know, depending on the size of your plot. So why do you want to do soil solarization? You want to do it because you want to kill some of the pests in your garden. So what actually happens? Well, what happens is you've got your soil and you've got the sun, and at this time of the year, it's really out there for a long time, and the rays from the sun heat up the soil, killing these weed seeds, these bacteria, these fungus, and even some of the insects. And so that's the basic principle. And what I really like is I'm not using any chemicals to do this. Another benefit is that this process will also break down some of the composted materials in your soil. And so when you're done, you will actually have a healthier soil that's ready to give you some nutrients right away for the plants you're going to be planting. You are going to want to do soil solarization during the hottest part of the year, and you're going to want to do it for at least 4 to 6 weeks. But after that, you don't need to do it much more. Unless the temperatures weren't as hot as you thought, you can do it for 6 to 8 weeks, but no more than 8 weeks, because then it begins to have a detrimental effect on the soil. And you're going to want to make sure that you're going to water it deeply, and you're going to try to make good contact with the plastic and the soil as you're placing it down so that it can have the best effect in the garden. So let's go out into the garden and try this out. It's really a simple process. and I'm excited to show it to you today. Okay, so now we're ready to go out into the garden and try out some soil solarization. We have our garden bed here, and we're going to prepare it first, and then we're going to be putting the plastic down. I wanted to point out that this is actually something that a person could do by themselves. Now, it'd be nice to have a helper along, but it's really a simple process and something that anybody could do by themselves. So let's think, what is the first thing we need to do? We need to have our equipment. So we've got a shovel that we can do some digging with. We're gonna need a rake. We're going to need a wheelbarrow full of soil, and we're gonna need our plastic, which we already talked about. So the first thing that I want to do to prepare the bed is take out existing things that are in the way, because you wanna make really good contact with the plastic and the soil. So you need to get rid of things that are in the way. First off, we're gonna get rid of this trellis. There we go. And then we're gonna get rid of this black irrigation hose. We don't really want that on there now. Later, we can put it on top. Or you could just take it out for the 6 to 8 weeks, or 4 to 6 weeks that you're gonna be solarizing. But for now, we'll just set it aside. Okay, so here's the area that I've decided needs some soil solarization. So this year I planted some zucchini, and at the end of the season, I noticed that they had some nematodes in them, and because their roots were swollen. And I also noticed that they had a few diseases. So I decided that I wanted to solarize this to help cut down on the numbers of those organisms in the soil. So first thing you're gonna wanna do is dig a little 4 to 6 inch trench. Now this would be the same if you have a raised bed or if you're just doing it on the ground. You wanna dig your trench all the way around and make sure you do it on this side too. All right, now you're gonna take your rake. There we go. And you're going to make sure that you make it really nice and flat. Only takes a couple of minutes. The flatter it is, the better contact that the plastic will have with the soil, and the higher the temperature. Plus, if you have low points and high points, what's gonna happen is some areas will get really hot, like what we talked about, but others won't, and so those areas won't get solarized as well, and you'll probably have some organisms in there that will come back to haunt you. So we wanna make sure we do a really good job of flattening it out. So the next step is to make sure that your soil is really moist. Not saturated, soaking wet, but really nice and moist. So we're gonna wet it down. Part of this is pretty nicely moist at the time, but I did notice while I was raking that this area over here is gonna need some water. It's really important that you saturate the soil to begin with, because this process is much more effective with wet soil. It really kills those little critters in there that you don't want. So you want to make sure that it gets wet about 12 inches deep. So it'll go way, way down in there. Another thing that the watering does is it has a tendency to flatten it out a little better. If you have a few places where it's too high, it'll kind of make that go down into the low places. So it has a good effect overall. Okay, now we're ready for our plastic. We've already discussed the kind of plastic you want. So now we're ready to roll it out and cut. So what you're gonna wanna do is cut it so that it will go all the way down to there, at the bottom of that trench, and all the way down to the bottom of that trench. And you know, it's pretty easy with this painter's plastic because they've got lines on it. I love lines because it helps me cut better. Where is it? There it is. All right. So what I'm going to do is kind of spread it out a little bit, kind of measure it, you know, eyeball it. You know, this isn't rocket science here, just soil solarization. All right, so I'm going to make sure it goes down there good on all sides. Then I'm going to get my handy dandy scissors and I'm going to cut. And the great thing about this is that it's got a line that I'm going to follow. So when I get to a part that's a little more difficult to know, I'll just use that line. Okay, so we're done cutting. And now we're going to lay the sheet out so that it fits on our soil here nicely. I'm going to pull it from that end, make sure it fits into our little trench. Pull it from this end and make sure it fits into the little trench. Let me go over here and tuck it in on all the sides. Now, you know, with the wind we have here in Riverside, we want to make sure that we're going to keep it in place. So there's a really great way to make sure it stays in place nicely, and that's by putting some soil or compost along the edges. So I've got here a wheelbarrow full of some compost, and we're just going to gently, so we don't disturb it, pile it up in that edge so it can be held down so the wind can't pull it up. While we're doing this, we can straighten it out, looking for any places that might have ups or downs that we don't want to have in there. We're going to go along and seal all the way along. In this case, I've used some compost to help seal it, because at the end of this, I can put that compost right into the trench, and I know that it's sterilized. It's not going to add any of the bad pests that we've talked about already into the soil. If you were to use soil that had not already been treated, then you would just reinfect your plot. So I want to make sure to use something, some soil that's not infected, to anchor the sheet of plastic. Okay, so we've filled in the trench so that we've secured our plastic. There's probably a little bit that's on it, and you'll want to make sure you get that off, because everywhere that there's some soil or something on it is going to decrease how much the solarization will work. So right now we're going to put another layer on and then secure it instead with some bricks. Over here I have a piece of plastic that we cut earlier so that we could lay it out on top. It helps if you have a little bit of a space between them. Some people use like soda cans or something like that to give it a little bit of space. In my case, I've got some bricks out here, so I'm just going to go ahead and secure it with the bricks. So we're going to place the bricks so that the wind can't come up and grab it. And this is going to be just a little bit above it. You can have it a little higher if you want. And this will increase the effectiveness, probably raise the temperature between 2 and 10 degrees more than it would have been if you just did a single layer. Now, one problem with the bricks is it would be a little easier if the wind came up. You could also get some pieces of wood and do the same thing. And then I would just check on it. If you're going to have a windy day, you want to come out and check how your solarization is doing. You may have to do some adjustments. So I'm going to go over here and finish up, and then we'll be done. I'm going to make sure it's really nice and tight on this side. Okay, there we go. Now we can let the sun do its work. Go down. The sun's radiant heat. It's going to go down in the soil. It's going to kill all those pests we talk about, the pathogens, the weed seeds and the weeds if you have some in there. It'll kill some bug eggs and any nematodes that you might have in there. Up to 12 inches for the nematodes and about 6 inches for the other pests. Well, 6 weeks have passed since I laid out the sheet of plastic on this bed. So I started about mid-June, it's the end of August, and now we get to see what does it look like and what should we expect from our solarized soil. First of all, I want to point out that on this bed, instead of using the tucked-in method with the soil, I have put a lot of bricks and I used a piece of wood. You can do that also. It does allow for some air to get in, so it might not be quite as good unless you can pull it up real close. But it'll work too, maybe just not quite as well as the other method. The other thing I wanted to point out is that over time, your plastic may rip. Everywhere where it rips, you're gonna allow moisture to escape and it won't get as hot, reducing your solarization effect. In fact, I have a little dog and one of his favorite things to do is run across this and put little holes in it. So over the course of time, I would kind of patch it up with a little bit of tape to help mitigate that problem from the dog and wind. Also, your tarp may, in spite of your best efforts, blow all around. And so you're just gonna come out, tuck it all back, and let it keep doing its good job. Okay, so we're ready to see. It's like when you take your cookies out of the oven or you take your cake out, you're anxious to see how did it work. Okay, so we're gonna take off these bricks and we're gonna reveal the hidden soil underneath. Okay, I've taken off all the bricks and now it's time to see what's underneath. And as you notice, I have two sheets. Well, as it happens, this plastic comes in 10 by 12 sheets, and my plot is, of course, not 10 by 12, it's 12 by 12. But don't worry, I just put on an extra one, and that gave it a little bit of boost in the middle. Okay, so let's see what does it look like underneath. Well, I see that most of the moisture is gone, but I'm hoping that many of these pests that were in the soil have died. One of the benefits of solarizations is that it helps to compost the organic materials in it, and they have found that when you go to plant something in it, now it's going to have a lot more nutrients available to it. So that's one of the other perks besides getting rid of the pests. But I want to explain something important. The solarization is going to be effective about this far down for weeds, and this far down, about 12 inches, for nematodes and insects and things. So you don't want to like dig it all up. You're not going to till this garden. If you want to add a layer of organic on top, that would be great, but you're not going to till it up. You're going to plant right into it now that it's open. So now our soil's ready to put in any kind of plants we want to put in. We could put in seeds, you know, direct sow them. You could start your carrots right away. You could put transplants right away. Just water it up. If you want compost on top, great. Just try to be careful not to disturb the soil, or you might get down to the layer of weed seeds that didn't get killed and bring them up, because we want to have as few weeds as possible in our soil this time. Well, in spite of this awful heat, in spite of the fact that summer is really not my favorite time in the garden, you know what? It really is a great time to do soil solarization. You can do it from July through mid-September, and you can have some wonderful effects. And so I encourage you to try that in your garden. Next time you see some problems, think about soil solarization. Everything I've been talking about today is going to be available for you free with this pest note that you can get from the IPM website through UC Davis. This has instructions and how-tos on exactly what to do, and you can get it from going to Google and put in pest notes 74145. You should be able to find it under soil solarization. Thanks for joining me today. I've really enjoyed talking to you about soil solarization, and we'll see you next time on Gardening with Lucy.